Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul. It's been so long. I've been traveling again, so it is so nice to land and be with you all tonight. I mean, really, I feel like we are a family. We come together in such a beautiful place that I am always so blessed with every caller that calls in. So just know there's no question that is stupid or, you know, out of place. If it is something that your spirit needs to know more of, then you call in and we'll see what we can uncover for you. But before I start a show, I always like to do a little meditation to kind of center everybody into a really open and loving space. So as we settle in for the night and let spirit come in and start to work with us, I ask you all to just quiet your minds and get into a nice, relaxed, beautiful space, feeling your body as it kind of sinks in to the very moment that we are in right now. Taking a deep breath in and letting spirit just come into your being. Stepping in, like from the top of your head, seeing the light opening up. And let spirit start to come through you, even greater and bigger than ever before, answering, opening, allowing your spirit to just pop and become the greatest, brightest, most profound spirit that it ever has been tonight. We ask for great healing to happen tonight. We ask all your angels, all your ancestors, everyone that is here to support you, to come and be with us tonight on the other multidimensional spaces that we are always working in. We ask them to step forward to help us all tonight reach a higher level of understanding of who we really are and how we can improve this amazing journey. So as we take a deep breath in, bringing that energy all the way down, all the way through your chakras, all the way down, down to your feet, all the way into Mother Earth, and letting those beautiful tubes go into Mother Earth, connecting us to her. And feeling now that beautiful red lava, the center of the earth, taking a nice deep breath in and breathing in that beautiful red lava as it comes into your system, burning away anything that is unlike perfect health, burning away negative energy, burning away entities that could be trapped in your field. We now bring in that red light coming all the way up from Mother Earth, coming into your knees now, coming into your legs, bringing it now into the bottom, your solar plex, the root chakra. Now, just like a beautiful red fountain, shooting that red color all the way through your spine. And if there's any areas that you'd like to stay a little longer, using this red color to help burn away any ailments, discomforts, or illnesses that you may be experiencing, this is the time to use this beautiful red light and red energy from Mother Earth, burning away anything that is unlike perfect health. Now bringing all that into the solar plex, popping that beautiful solar plex, popping it out like a beautiful beam of light into the room. Bringing also that red light now into the heart chakra, popping that also, popping that beautiful, loving energy like a firecracker. And now your throat chakra, popping that too. All the way through to the third eye, popping that so that we can see clearer, that we can feel more, that we will not be in delusion, of the truth that's always around us, always present. We pop that third eye out for our creative energy to even flow at a higher level. And now at the top of our heads, allowing us to have this unified field from the heavens to the earth, and bringing our consciousness now greater into the room, feeling yourself now stepping out of your body and into the room. Feeling how it feels to expand at that level. Now, feeling yourself, feeling it get even bigger. Feel yourself get bigger than the house, the apartment, wherever you are. Feeling your energy expand even greater. Now, looking down at yourself, seeing how small that little body is. And seeing how big, and feeling how big your real spirit is. And from this place, we ask you now to join your guides, to invite them in, to ask to see them, to know more information about them. If they have a name, we want to know their name. And this is the time for you to ask that amazing question, the deepest question that you have for Spirit to answer while you are in your big self. Great. Now bringing yourself quietly back and feeling your legs and your feet, and you're wiggling your fingers, feeling now you enter backing in to your body, but at such an expanded state, a calm state. And now looking back at the question you may have had, it may be changing. It may not be important. There may be something greater that Spirit needs to share with you. All right, so I am so thrilled to have this night with you and have this amazing experience that we're going to share together. So I'm going to start taking calls because this is what we do. So let me take our first caller. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Maria.
What was your name, love?
Maria.
Maya? Could you say that? You know, could you do me one favor? Turn down the sound on the computer, because sometimes that stops me from hearing you through the phone.
Is this better? My name's Maria.
Maria. Oh, so much better. Yeah, you sounded like Maya. So, Maria, totally better. Yes. So let's zero in on one specific question that you'd like Spirit to help you with tonight.
Are you doing mediumship readings tonight?
Yeah, always.
Oh, okay.
It's hard not to.
Would you be able to connect with one of my grandmothers or my friend Susan?
Okay, so well, let's just see who's around you first, okay? We're just going to see who steps forward. All right, so I do get a woman, a younger woman, not an older woman that first stepped. So I'm seeing that as a Susan. So, okay. Well, I'm just seeing her as a very bright spirit, actually very bright. And it feels like that's really like she's always had this amazingly bright spirit that she was having trouble with getting to, if you know what I mean. It kind of felt like she didn't know herself as well as she knows now herself on the other side. So she's really in a very beautiful space. She keeps saying that she is always with you, that you feel her. I keep feeling like you sense her more than anyone right now, more so than grandmother. Grandmother kind of comes when you're in trouble. And this girl just seems to love to hang out with you because she, you know, was very dear to you. So it feels like this sense of friendship that's just still there for you to have with you. And let me just ask her something. Hold on. That's interesting. Okay. All right. So I don't know why I just got a pool. Like a vision of a pool that she was showing me. I'm not sure if it's that you swim or is that you like to swim or there's something coming up around a pool, but it feels like it's something that she's connecting me to with you. So either it's some kind of activity that's necessary for you or that you're going to be doing for exercise. It feels like there's this sense of her showing me this as an important thing for you right now. And I keep getting the name that came. It feels like a Justin or a Jaden. Yeah, Justin. Okay. So Justin is the name that she keeps saying that's going to be someone of importance. So I'm not sure if it's someone that you already know or someone you will be meeting. So the name Justin comes up pretty big, and she's kind of saying it's important. So is it work-related? Work-related. So work-related. All right, so she's giving me that as something somebody would be. It has something to do with what you will be doing more so than a relation, you know, like somebody of importance that you'll be doing. So,
you mean work-related?
Yeah, exactly. Work-related, that's it. So now, I feel like she has been with you because of some, like, I feel like you haven't been well, or you haven't been feeling, I feel like your system was kind of like out of whack for a while, and she's been trying to help you kind of find the right people. I feel like she's telling me this, that she wants to, you know, better care of you, what you're doing, and taking care. It's almost like, so what would you say? So something like a homeopath MD or something like that she was hoping you to find to lead you to more information. Like it's an information thing. So if you knew that you were gluten intolerant or if you knew, you'd feel better kind of thing. So that's what she keeps saying, that it's almost like a lot of times we just think that's the way we're supposed, that's the way I guess we're going to feel. You know, and she's saying no. It's there's something here that needs to be looked at more deeper.
Does she say what it is?
Well, that's what she's saying, homeopathic MD. So I'm guessing that if you get to that particular person, that you will find out that, you know, it's an imbalance of some type or a reaction or allergy that's causing this lack of luster. You know, lack of, like, fatigue or digestion issues. It feels like when I step into it, that's what she's kind of trying to have you know more about, right? It's important. She said you'd feel better. So, thank you. Is there anything else? So, a job. So, are you in the present situation kind of looking for a job? Or do you... Transition. Okay, so job,
career.
She said, she said job is something right now that's important, and that's probably what the transition, the feeling that it's like your main focus could be and should be finding that real perfect position. And that would also help you feel better. You know, it's like a shift of consciousness when you get to do something that you really would rather be doing. You will feel better too. So the job came up. Definitely, that's what she's showing me as what's been in her frequency that would help you, you know, get to a higher happiness place. And that's all that you have to know. The other side is always working, especially because they loved you, for your happiness. They want you to get to that level of appreciation, gratitude, and to be living the happiest life you can. So when they show up, and if you're not feeling so well or if you haven't had some issues, even if it's just a minor thing, they will help you fine-tune it to a degree where you go, wow, I didn't even think that I needed that. So a lot of times that's really what they're main job is. You're kind of like, you know, they're your spiritual helper when you need it, but they also can help you get to a higher frequency, a higher vibration of living a much more an expanded life, you know, and that's what they want for you. They really do. And because that's what they know now, you know, because they have transitioned and they are on the other side, they know what they did wrong and what they could have done better. you know? So when they come through and they have information, it's because they would like that to be an easier place for you to be, with a lot less lessons and the hard way to learn. So just know that that's what they, when they step forward, that's really what they're trying to do, is really just have you have a better today. You know, that's really the truth. And so I get that she is the main person right now. Let me just see if my grandmother. Now, this is a very big energy. I feel her really around my back right now. So I get that she has always been, this particular energy has always been extremely nurturing in the way of taking care of you. So when I feel that over, like, loving, almost godlike energy, I know that it's a grandmother because of them we exist. I mean, because of them we are here. So they are a part of us no matter which way you look at it. So her energy feels really big. And when she's around, I feel like you're going to feel her around, like, your back, like somebody's hugging you. Okay, so tune in, like, if you have, are you a sensitive like that? Can you tune in at that level where you could feel them?
I'm always sensitive, but I'm not sure that I can always tell when they're around. I do good things, like my light flashes a lot.
Okay, so I'm going to give your grandmother, your grandmother is definitely showing me a real physical feeling that you will feel when she's around. It's almost a warm feeling, like, you know, someone's hugging you from around your shoulders. That's what I just got. So she's showing me that she shows up on a physical level. As for Susan, I keep getting more energy work with her, how she would show through things, through, like, giving you, you know, a message or a validation of some kind. So if you ask a question, she'll validate it within the next moment through somebody, you know, calling you about it, or something on the radio that will come through, and it will be just exactly what it is you were asking. So she can work more energy like that. And so I would look for that. So, you know, like a song that will help soothe you if you're worried about something. Or you can ask Susan, well, could you help me find the right perfect position? And the next thing you'll know, somebody will be talking about an opening. So just know she can work, and she's just choosing to be more hands-on in those way. In that way, maybe she has more energy about how she can serve you. So just know that. That's really important, that each spirit has a different one. When my dad's around, I know it's him. And when, you know, my husband's around, I know it's, you know. So you're going to have to kind of get used to understanding the spirit on who they are on the other side and knowing that's them. So play with them. That's what we're here to do, is play with them and ask questions and see if you get an answer. Or, you know, this is what we're here to do, is to fine tune our sensitivity so that we don't feel like they're not here, you know?
Right.
You know, or that veil is so far, it's so thick that we can't see it, you know, through. So just know that that's what the acceleration is going on for a lot of people right now, that they were once sensitive. They are sensitive. They kind of pushed it aside. And so their sensitivity to the other side is going to start to really get intensified right now. So just know that this is your kind of your homework. How's that? Let's give Susan a job and say, okay, Susan, let's just give her something that she could do that we would know it's her.
I didn't even thought about that. Does she have anything to say about like what opportunities coming my way? Because I'm trying to work for myself, and what opportunities will come my way to transition? Did she say anything about that?
So what she shows. So let's see if she has any idea for what it would be that you could be doing. This is interesting because I keep getting a lot of color around you, almost like painting. Like I feel like she's showing me balloons, but all different colors. So I would say that's a creative, that she's giving me a creative vision for you. That color and, you know, interior design, you know, things that would have color within that particular job would be appropriate for your spirit and you would enjoy. So if
I don't even know what I want to do. I just don't know. I'm having a lot of financial issues.
How to get it through. Well, you know, the financial, to me, it's more about seeing what it is you want to do and don't let the financial issues stop you. Okay, so first get clear on what it is you want to do and feel connected to and just stay with that. Don't let the middle of the thing stop you from going there. So you're going to see, let's see, if you are an artist or if you're color, I just keep going to put color just around you and see what you do with that. So you may be a designer or use color in a way to help people, you know, even a color therapist or something. So let's just say that we're going to see the highest vibration, highest frequency of what she's showing us happen for you, that you will be using your talents at the highest level, bringing you the highest bit, you know, in the sense of happiness that you can have doing a job. And we're going to see that and just see you doing it. All right. I like that. Yeah. And then we're going to collapse where you are in the way of worry and lower frequency. All right. And then all we got. Yeah, that's good. All right. All right, I see a smile. Okay, good. Okay, so it's more about getting out of that negative space that's worried about the money. That will keep you from anything. Okay, because that's like everybody has these great ideas, and that's the first thing. They get the great idea, and then the second thought is, oh, I can't, I don't have the money, or how am I going to do that? And so the next thing, you've just negated the whole beautiful creative force that was coming up for you, and you just pushed it down with the fear. So we want to keep you out of fear, completely out of fear. And how do you do that? How do you do that? You usually pick on something that you brings you the most amount of joy. I want you to do it. Like, do it. Like, if you love music, put it on, dance every day. I want you to bring up your energy, because when you are at that high frequency of energy, of joy, fear will not come near you. And that's when creative forces can actually kind of take you into the question and into the vision of what you need to know more about, okay? Because everybody gets that limited kind of feeling first, and then if you stay with that, you never take the next step. You just say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. So you have to use what tools, I mean this, they're energetic tools, and music is one of them. Music is the most immediate thing that will shift and change energy. If you put something, you know, high energy on, it's going to make you happy. You cannot be worried when you're listening to something that you particularly like, not someone else, but you. So I want you to tap into that, answer that question, and go find that answer. Go find the music, put it on, and at any time you start to go into the wavering feeling about, put the music on, and it will take you into a joyous place and away from that limited space, okay? Because we've got to get you into a conditioning of possibilities. Possibilities are in that high frequency. They're not in the lower frequencies. They're all in the high frequencies. Have you ever talked to anybody that's ever really made it big? The low frequency, you could ask them, did you ever? Well, yeah, I did, but I never let it. I just didn't go there. They just don't go there. And I mean that. They just don't go there. So how they don't go there is usually they chose to only go to the highest frequency of how they want to see it. So that's the secret of anything is, you know, you remember The Secret? Did you ever read that book or listen to that?
I remember it, yeah.
Revisit that, because that will help you right now. Revisit that whole consciousness about how your thoughts can empower you on every level. Just revisit that, because that's what I keep seeing, that once you kind of get that again, that strength again, everything is going to go to that higher level. And that the next job is close. I keep getting a 2. So I keep getting that. It's coming up pretty quick. When I see a 2, my hands feel really hot. It feels like it's happening already. You know, like, you know, so it's more about getting out of your own way right now and letting spirit kind of take you where they need you. All right. So don't overthink this one. All right. I keep getting that. It's funny, but spirit, I just keep saying it's in her highest self that she would be finding this position. So it's in where your joy is. It's in where your creative energy is. So that is where the job will be. You know, and you are the creator of it. So if you're the writer or the producer or whatever, so it is more about organizing the energy system so that you can get there. You know. And belief is all of it, really. You know, it's like you know, belief is going to make or break anything. So let's just know that you're going to do it. There's no question, okay? So if you say to yourself, "I am," okay, it's a very powerful statement. I am already, you know, prosperous. I am already rich. I am already happy. You know, I am is extremely powerful. We talked about that in the last show, and it really is. It changes the frequency immediately. So do some of that work as well. Write in your journal, I am, exactly what it is that you'd like to be seeing yourself as. And to me, that's ultimately what Spirit is always working us with, is to connect us to that greater self, the one that is not afraid, that is really going to make it, and that's, you know, already there in a sense. So just know that, okay? I really don't see an issue other than I think that, you know, that's why Spirit's trying to really make me go, you know, whatever way you were doing it was a rut, like an energetic rut. You get to a point and, you know, you'd go, oh, I can't go anymore. And then you get to, oh, I can't go. So it's almost like a wheel spinning, but not being able to get out of there. And you were digging yourself a little more energy into the not doing instead of the doing. So we want to go a different way around. You know, it's like if you can't get in that door, you got to go through the window. So what I'm saying is that if, and that's what I keep seeing around you, is that you've been trying to do it the same way and getting the same result. So let's try a different way. So let's kind of completely shut down any of the thoughts about it and just resurrect all these new visions of what it's going to look like. Okay? Because in the newness of it all is where the new job is. You know? I know that your spirit can understand this, and sometimes the mind wants to go, well, what does that mean? Where is it? And to me, it's more about the trust first, and then the position will follow. It always works that way. It's like a boyfriend, you know. You know, you have to finally let it go, usually, and then all of a sudden, you're not in any expectation. You're really wide open, and you're peaceful, and the boyfriend can come in. So it's the same with a job, and especially because you are the creator of this, you know, and so therefore you have to really get centered on that one. Mm. All right, love. Yeah. Well. a little homework on this one. There's, I like that Susan is with you during this time right now. I think that's why she stepped forward. I think that she's very important, wants this for you, wants you to reach this in a sense, new place of empowerment, you know. So let's use her, you know, say, what do you think? Let me check, you know, if it's, let me check on this. Let me see if she'll take you to the next level. Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, once you get familiar with her, knowing that she's there and that she is really serving you at a high level, then you can just ask her. And the next thing, you'll say, oh, thank you. You know, so they like jobs, I have to say. Finding, you know, anytime I need something, I always put them to work. And within moments, things are usually a lot different. So just give that a try, love, all right? And let me know how it goes. I really do see it too, so I know that it's going to be a quick transition, not a long one. So it's more about doing it, about, you know, yeah.
No, that's good. I never thought to ask for help directly, and I was just realizing how wonderful music made me feel last week, and trying to raise my own vibration. And I thought, I need to get this album and this CD, and I'll pop it in, and then I always feel better when certain songs come out. It's true. It's funny that you mentioned that.
Right, and so maybe she is seeing that will bring you to this higher frequency too, and you know, again, I get that. Spirit's always wanting us to get to that high frequency where nobody can make you unhappy. And if music's it, or painting a beautiful picture, or going into nature, if that's what does it for you, then you've got to do that in the process of creating the new thing. Because if you go into the worry of what I don't have, you know, that's not going to bring it to you. You got to go where the joy is in you, and how you get to it is really up to you. I could, you know, I could tell you that, but music is it for me, but it might not be that for someone else. It might be being around animals, or, you know, painting a picture, or, you know, doing karate, and it could be whatever that brings you joy. And so I get that we all know that way in, because it's a way in. It's a real true way in to the real true self, the big self that's not afraid of anything, you know. And as you, if you spend more time there, then you will not be afraid of the next moment. You know, like I remember one of my teachers said, you cannot clap your hands and jump up and down and be sad or depressed. It's physically impossible. It's true. And I remember always thinking, that's a great reminder that if I just sit here and I pine away with my mind on any situation, it will bring me into many dark areas that I don't want to go to. But if I use this amazing body to move me out of those places so that I won't go into that rut, that's what we have. That's why we're in this physical body, to use the physical, in a sense, experience to bring us to the spiritual experience. That's what we can do all the time. That's why, you know, sacred sex and all these wonderful things, but it's all physical, and it brings you to the higher self of who you really are. So I always know that everybody has that always at their, you know, really, they know, but it is similar for most people. Music does do it for most people, and painting or color does it for a lot of people. They could just be around or paint a picture, and then they're there, or nature, or physical activity. You know, those things will definitely move you out of that energetic rut. And then you will be clearer to create, and I mean that because it feels like you're creating this next job. I hate to call it a job because to me it feels like who you are. So if you, it's what you're, yeah, if it's like if you're the writer, you are, that's not a job, that's you. You know, if you're a healer, you're going to heal, but that's who you are. But you do it for work, in a sense, or you do it for a living. But you are doing it because it's who you are. You know, it's not because you're looking for money and a job. You're really looking for that purposeful life that fulfills you. So I get that's what this is about. You know, it's not just a job that you want, you know. So that's why a little more work has to go into it, I believe. If you just want a job, you can take a Starbucks job. If you just want a job, you can go on Craigslist and grab some. But if you really want to listen to the spirit, the soul of the person, you have to get deeper and find your joy, and then you create the job from that place. You know, and maybe there would be someone that could hire you because they're doing it too, but it's connected. It's totally connected. So if you love children, you know, there you go. If, you know, you love animals, there you go. If you were an artist, you know, how can you put that into the world so that you get back the pieces of yourself that are radiating at a high frequency? That's what I know. So I really feel that's what you're creating. And I really do feel, Marie, that this is it for you. Like once you get this, you'll be going for it. You know what I mean? And there'll be no stopping you, and there won't be even a question of how money is not going to be a problem. It's much just getting from point A to point B and out of the fear about not having. And that's where the difference, and I say that, that's where the trust of spirit has to come in, is that you just don't go there. You just say, I know, it's going to be fine, and you just don't go there. You know, don't allow for the low frequencies to take over. And fear and worry is a very low frequency. It doesn't have a whole lot of energy. I mean, it's real negative. You know, if you think about it, if you even think about being afraid of something or worry, it's heavy. It's a heavy frequency. So we don't want that at all, you know, in anybody's life. So these are the ways, I think, that we have to learn how to orchestrate us from not going there. And so if you have a routine, like in the morning, put the music on before you start the day. If you're getting kind of you know, zapped down by thoughts, put it on the midday, go for a walk, headphones, you know, walk and listen to the music and sing, you know, enjoy. And that will move you into that high frequency so that you won't let fear stop the next moment, in a sense, you know. So much love to you, and let me know how it goes, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right, Marie, we'll talk to you soon. All right, love. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I guess everyone, it's a good one to hear. I'm going to get to the next caller, 646-509. You're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Patty, this is Christina. How are you?
Hi, Christina. How are you? Good evening. Nice to speak to you. So how is it going?
Well, a lot of changes, but I was wondering if I could get some guidance on relationship.
All right, let's see. I like relationships. So let's just see. All right. I'm going to just use direction here. Oh, so turn on the lights just came up. That's an interesting one. Turn on the lights. Which would mean kind of like that you're getting a clearer picture. And there's two people and they're getting together in this one. Very powerful. So there might be some more light coming to you about this gentleman that you've been interested in. More information. And in this particular card, you are together. You're above, in a sense, the clouds. So it's a spirited relationship. I like that. Now, then the second card was drop it. So when we drop something, we have to drop what was keeping us weighed down about it. So thoughts, we were just talking about fears. So dropping those things that kept you not trusting it or afraid of it or not thinking about it in the nice high frequency. So dropping it might be what we need to do to kind of turn the light on about this person. Oh, yeah, and say thank you. So, and this is another relationship card. So I do get that relationship is around you and coming around you because all three cards, except for the drop it, which would indicate kind of just another energy drop of old past thoughts, feelings that keep us from entering into a real relationship. Okay, so when I see that, everybody has it, Christine. You know, we all have pasts that, you know, people didn't show up the way they were supposed to and feelings and fears about relationships sometimes. That's the drop it that I always think we have to do before we really enter into any and all relationships that we really want. So that could be what Spirit's really saying is that I do see relationship around. I absolutely do. Coming. And it says, say thank you. And it's just like this hug, like that, you know, and the guy's got some flowers. So I really get that it's a good vibration in this one. And I get that there's, have you felt a change and a shift in yourself about relationship? Do you feel more ready?
I've always been ready. It's just circumstances won't allow it.
Circumstances won't allow it. So it doesn't mean that the circumstance can't change. So that's something that you have to know, that at any time the circumstance can change. You know, it's more about that's the drop it part. That's the drop it turn. You know, if you can drop that, even saying that to yourself, that I can't get out of this, or I'm in something and I can't get out of it, and it's not true. It's really not true. To the truth of what you can achieve and in this letting go. So my feeling is let's get to the letting go process that says you can't have it or it's not possible. And then, of course, relationship will be there, you know. So write down, I want you to just write down limiting things that come your way about relationship, even if it's a physical thing, even if it's money, finances, another relationship. It could be that you're involved with, you can't, I mean, whatever is keeping you from the ultimate relationship that you'd really love and want and treasure, put that down, write it all down, and then I want you to get a nice little fire, like build a little fire and burn it. And really releasing that from that level of consciousness is really good. Rituals are wonderful for giving you a sense that you are in control of something that you don't want. You know, because I know you don't want to have that feeling about not having one, right? So you've got to create the truth that you can, you know. And so that's ultimately the whole reality. It's like, yes, you can. Of course you can. You know, why wouldn't that be true? You know, and the only person that says anything that stops us is ourselves, usually. You know, and it's this, I get that there are many voices, many, that we have given control over that are very limiting to our happiness and our joy, you know. And that's what we have to get to, is to listen and say, whose voice is that? And why do I listen to that one and not my highest one that says, you are beautiful, you are light, and God loves you endlessly, and you are perfect just the way you are. And of course there's someone out there and that wants to love you and it can't wait to meet you. You know, that's the truth. That is the truth. Anything else is not the truth. You know? But for some reason, and I say this, you could have 1,000 compliments and one person could say something derogatory and all you can think of is that one thing. It's just what people do. And yet that person, you could have, you know, there could be 1,000 different wonderful things that somebody would say, and you could say, no, it's not true, you know, because of that one thing. So we have to think and listen to how we are talking to ourselves. And then we have to change it, listening. We have to shut it down and say, that's not true. I am lovable, and the circumstances are going to change for you. The living circumstances, you will get that. You know, everything is going to get better as soon as you get that frequency change already in yourself. You know, it already happened, didn't it, a while ago?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just that, I feel like this change is not. It was sort of, it came spontaneously, and, you know, it was an offer that I didn't expect. It's not the greatest, but it's, you know, better than nothing, I guess. Beggars can be choosers. You take what you can get, and this is pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but that also, all of that is also, is not true either. You can choose. You know, this is your life, and this is your creation, and it's okay to think bigger than whatever is that's not creating the joy and happiness you want. You can always say, you know, I could do better than this, and I will do better than this. It's up to you, and that's what the new conversation has to be for you. Of course, I can create a better, just like this came, I can get something better, and it will come to me. You know, instead of, I guess I have to take this, I have to, you know, that's not true. That's also, that vibration, think of the difference. Okay, I'm going to do you. Okay, I'm going to say, and I guess that's all I had to take, and then, you know, I guess that's bad. Or, well, that came my way, and I just like that came, something better can come, is going to come as well. So you're using a whole nother frequency to create the truth, because the truth is that the highest frequency, the highest things, the best things are always available for you all the time. It's what we settle for. It's like the guy, I guess that's all I can do, you know, the whole thing. It's not true. It's just not true. But we could have, and I say this, orchestrated our life so that every place we look, because we're still in the same frequency of talking the same way that talk to us, that no matter what direction we look into, we still see the same thing, the impossibility. We never see the possibility. So what I ask you to do is start to see the possibilities instead of the impossibilities. Okay? Start to see all the possibilities that are always happening all the time. around you. The possibilities for you, you know, every day you wake up, that's the first step that you take for amazing possibilities to happen. Possibility. I always live in the possibility of change, of beauty, of things happening. And because you do that, everything can. It's a frequency. All right. So I want you to see and find that in yourself, where the possibilities exist, where your joy exists, where you're the happiest. Like we were just talking with Marie. That's where the possibilities are for you so that you can manifest the next phase and level of happiness for yourself. All right? And so as for relationship, yes, I do see it coming. But I do see the dropping it as a very important card that came in, that you have to drop this frequency and so that you can allow for the highest one to come to you, the next one, you know. And that's where a lot of people see, you can get comfortable, and I say that. A lot of times people get very comfortable with their unhappiness. They're like, well, I guess I have to just accept. That's not true. Not true at all. So my knowing is, and this is what I know about you and about everyone here, is that you are loved. You are so loved. That's why you are here. You know?
If we are so loved, then we shouldn't be undergoing all these painful experiences, or that we witness all these injustices there in the world, or that my circumstances continue to be, you know, in such a, it's just disappointing. No matter how much I struggle and I worked hard, there's no payoff. So to say that I am loved, I really am doubtful of that.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have to get to understand, that your disbelief about being loved is creating... You get that one? It's creating the energy.
I think the love part that you woke up,
you are alive. That's enough for me. That, you know, you are alive, and that you woke up is truly a sense of like, okay, there's some force here that's bigger than myself, that I'm here.
I guess it's all
we are creating, yes. So, I mean, I think that, you know, I work with the dying a lot, and I mean, truly, I know that I'm one of them. So, but I work with people that are usually have been told they're leaving, and what I have found is that the first times, you know, that they find out they're ill and they've got, there's a lot of anger about it all, and towards the very end, even if it's just the very moment right before they pass, the lights go on, and they realize that love was always present for them all the time. They just needed to feel it and see it. And when they finally see it, it's like their fear goes away. Their light, they smile, and they released all that stuff that they had. And to be around it is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and been, in a sense, gifted to be with, because I get to see it for myself too. And I don't know, I think that our expectations sometimes are the biggest problem for everything. It's like we just expect, oh, you know, if you're here, God. Did you ever read, I want you to get a hold of this book. I was actually, somebody told me about it, so I pick up every book that anyone says. It's called Waking Up in Heaven, and it's a book by this woman, Crystal McVie. And if you want to read a book and you want to see a life that really found out, in a sense, I see the hard way, but I don't think there's any hard ways or easy ways. I just think that she had definitely challenges that brought her to places in her life that she really thought she was unloved. And then she died, literally, had a near-death experience, and this was the book about her experience. So I really get that, you know,
our communication with spirit, if we are always saying, well, I don't believe you're there. If you're really there, why would you make this be going on? And that was kind of what her whole, or we could say, I know you're there and please help me to listen better. You know, please give me grace so that I trust more, you know, and please take my fear away. And, you know, you can give these things to your guides and your spirit guides as well. You don't have to have them do it. You can just give them to it. You know, I always think, if I can't do this one, I just give this one away. Most of them I can't do. And so I always think that I'm not doing anything. I'm just allowing spirit to work through me. And that's what you're going to get to. I really know that you will. But right now I just feel so many doors around your energy fields are closed. And I could say rightfully so, because it's been difficult. But if I let you get away with that one, and I mean that, Christine, if I let you get away with that one, that because things have happened negatively, that you are unloved, that would be telling you that God doesn't love, or you know, spirit is against you. And that's so not true. And that I do know.
I do think, you know, that my spirit guides are against me. Somehow it's just leading me to down this path of, you know, unhappiness and disappointment. I really hate them. I just want them to go away.
Okay. Yeah, well, those are not your real spirit guides. They could just be negative entities as well, you know. Entities are very nasty, and they're not your guides. They're nasty. They'll bring you down into depression. They'll make you want to kill yourself. Those are the nasty ones. They are not your guides. So I would get clear on who, you know, if you do kind of an entity release, that might be a good idea. Just get rid of some of these negative energies that are telling you this, because they want you to believe that. Those entities really do like to keep you in that place where you are in the dark of yourself. And if that's been going on, then I would say that's what's been going on. Your guides are trying to get around you, and I can see them trying and hoping that somehow that the, in a sense, the voices, and I mean it, negative voices that are telling you all these things that are validating it for you, how, see, you know, nobody's listening, all that. And just like there is light, you know, there can be, I hate to say this, but entities that once had a lifetime of trouble, when they pass on, right, let's say they do, and I've met them, and they are just kind of hanging out. And so they meet, they can get attached to the etheric bodies of people. They really can. And all of a sudden that could be depression for the person, or that could be a pain. I mean, I've had people had all of a sudden pain, and then we go in and we release this entity.
Negative entity is. It's just like, you know, with the, how the economy is going, the job situation and everything, it's very mm-hmm. tough. So mm-hmm. I don't want to, like, go into all these woo-woos, but really it's been tough.
Well,
we're living in this reality where people just don't want to help each other, at least most of them.
Wow, yeah. That would be a tough one to believe. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's not my truth. I live in a world, everybody helps each other. And that's what I see, you know. I mean, I'm at the market, I just don't let myself, and I mean that, don't go there. That's your choice. You want to talk, you have always choices all the time on what radio station, what TV shows, what news you're going to listen to. And if it starts to tell you all about the bad stuff, then, and it's making you feel insecure about your life and how it's going to be for you, then
have you ever lost a job and then become unemployed, and that, you know, you're on the verge of, like, becoming bankrupt or whatever, and you mm-hmm. have to struggle through all these, you know, challenges? Have you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. I have. I have lost husbands at 36. I have been, my father passed away when I was 15. I really had to grow up on really quick and go to school and pay my bills. And there were times I had macaroni and cheese every night. But I sure did not, and I mean that, believe that's who I was. You know? And that's what I'm saying too. That's what happened to me and happened to you, happens to everybody. It's just happenstance. It's opportunity too. If you can look at it at the, you know, eventually, and I mean that eventually, you can tell the story to somebody else and say, you will get through this, you know? And I get that being a good therapist, and I mean that, you have, and I mean for personally my experience, I have had every single experience from molestation to, you know, husbands dying to, so I do understand it. You can't, you know, nothing could freak me out in a sense. But I also know that the spirit is great and it can rise above this and it can find its power again. And every time you give it over to what, you know, and I say the planet is in a low frequency. It is. And if you believe that that's the way it's going to be, that's the way it's going to be. The only person, and I mean that, is going to change that is you. And you and your spirit, and not just the little you, the big you that we met did in the beginning of the show, that's the one that's going to do it. The one that says, I am not alone in this. I know that I am loved. That's the one that's going to change everything. The one that says, I'm not, you're right, is not going to do a thing. It's not going to change. If anything, it's going to get worse. Because it's like, you know what I mean? And so I get that we as humans have to talk about the experiences that lead us to the higher levels of frequencies, the things that we created that changed us, that made us strong, and so the ones that are going on that make us weak. Because that doesn't help anybody, you know. It's like, did you ever read Eckhart Tolle's book? He talks about that people connect to the pain bodies that they have. So they meet somebody and then they connect always into the pain, the level, that level of pain all the time. So there's no way out. There's no way out. How do you get out of that if you continually try to find somebody who's matching that frequency? You just can't. You have to come up. You have to find a way out, and the way out is away from what it is that we're used to going to, which is it's a habit. It's just a habit of conversation that we have, which is usually on the negative, you know, about how bad it is. And you are, and I get this, that you will create a new job. And it will come to you. But if you stay in that frequency of it's everything happens to me and it's not going to, and I don't know how come I'm the victim, it's not going to. It can't. Because that person will show up at the interview, the one that doesn't believe that good things can happen to her. Right? She's going to show up at the interview and give off a feeling that, you know, I don't know if I want this energy in my office. But if the one that we talked about, the one that believes, the one that's bigger than anything that's ever happened to you, the one that's made it through, the one that, you know, can rise her head and say, I made it, that's the one that has to show up at the interview. That's the one that has to, you know, even take the next step.
Well, if I'm not going to walk into an interview, like, you know, looking dreary, that's like a given.
It's energy. It's energy, though.
No, if I may ask, what's going to happen to Linda?
What's going to happen to Linda? And this is a question for?
Yeah.
All right. So what is going to happen to Linda? Linda is a friend that's having difficulty.
No.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. So we have to get clear on what we're doing here. Is this for you, or do you want information for Linda?
No, because she's the woman who caused all these.
All right. So let's see. The woman that caused the issues. All right. Well, I keep getting that it's more as she's already done it to you. So I kind of get that that, you know, it's like a frequency thing. It's like she has created issues, but in a sense, you are now creating
issues
too. Yeah, Yeah, I don't see a big thing. If anything, I just see you're being more the victim of her. You know what I mean? Which is, that's what I keep getting. That nothing other than you rising above this is going to have any benefit from this whole thing, you know?
So that's why, that's going back to the point, you know, if we're truly loved, that there is a, you know, an entity upstairs that, you know, that believes in justice and everything, there is no justice in this world. That people, they go on and they live a great life. They can continue to destroy people's lives and they continue to be fine.
Well, you know, to a degree, it might look like they don't get anything on this particular level, but they do. I mean, really, they do. You know, it's like the people in prison.
She's going to be fine.
Well, fine to the point where she's not going to have repercussions that you're going to see. But I'm saying energetically, no. She's creating also turmoil and heartache in her own life too. So there's nothing good that's about any energy like that, right? So just know that in the big picture of her happiness, it's not all over the top and she's not going to be doing so great. But the thing is, we don't want her to, you know, we just want peace, right? We want you to get to a peaceful place of love and belief again that things are going to improve for yourself, right? We want that. I mean, do you want to have her have a bad life because she created a bad life for you? Would that make you feel? No, but would that be justice?
Of course. At least it will make me feel a lot better and allow me to move forward.
Okay.
The fact that she's living a wonderful life, that she's not going to have any repercussions for what she did, and I continue to suffer like this, it's just not right. And you expect me to believe that God will, whatever, or spirits, love us and allow this to continue?
I do. They're not, you know, let's put it this way. What happens to us is in a sense, in spite of spirit. Spirit is always loving us. It's our own doing.
So now the spirit is showing his love for me by asking this woman, Linda, to destroy my life?
No. There's nobody asking anything. It's just, this is like this. Now, you could go to prison, right? Somebody could go to prison. Like Gandhi, you know, when he was in prison. He went to prison. He didn't do anything wrong. He was an activist of peace, and they put him in prison. So he turned prison into a spiritual awakening for himself. He didn't become the victim of what people did to him. Right? Your choice is always there to do that. That's all I know, is not to become the victim of what has been done to you. And that's what every teacher has shown. That's what Jesus has shown. That's what Gandhi has shown, that they did not become the negative victim of what was done to them. Right? That's really the truth. That's why Jesus rose above. He was being killed, and he rose above in love and support forever. So we have it constantly there for us to see that what happens to us can make you stronger, and in a sense give you grace. You know, but it is your choice to look at it a different way. That's all I know. And, you know, and when it's happening, you don't think you can change the vision of it, but all you do is have to say, I need a new way to look at this, you know, because I can't believe this is happening. And it's true. I mean, you know, when somebody's dying and they're 36 or they're dying and they're 12 and you go, oh my goodness, this is just so unfair. And it is, but it isn't. If no one ever said when you took this this existence that it was going to be for an 80-year-old, 90-year-old span. We just don't know that, right? So it is this agreement, the sacred agreement that spirit made. And so who am I to say that it's wrong? I mean, it feels wrong. Yes, absolutely feels so sad and horrible. But at a deeper level, I trust that spirit knows better than I do. Well, that's all I can do. I mean, other than that, where would you be in the world? You'd be just unhappy, afraid of everything, kind of not trusting your neighbor, you'd be really living in total fear and not existing in a very peaceful, loving place, that's for sure. And so the very thing that you would want is you would want someone to come and help you, to love you, to care. But if you can't do it to another person, then how could you ever allow it to be done to you? Right? That's something I do know. That if you want love, you have to love. If you want joy, you have to be joyous. You can't ask for what you do not possess yourself. It's impossible. The universe cannot give you it. If you don't trust, they're not going to give you it. You know, it's just you shut your own doors and what your belief systems are about everything. So my feeling is the change has to happen from even a slight, okay, I need to look at this.
You're saying my circumstances is created because, you know, I have a crappy thought system and that I created all these negative circumstances for myself and therefore I am, you know, creating all this, so I am the person to blame.
No, I'm saying that we are the producer, creator, and that whatever's going on, it's our choice to look at it.
Did I ask that woman, Linda, to destroy my, you know, everything that I have? That's really,
no.
I asked for it.
No, you didn't. You didn't ask for it. That's for sure. But in some way, what did this situation, and bring it down to the real truth, what did it teach you about something greater, about yourself?
That life is cruel.
That's what it taught you, that life is cruel. Or that you're strong. And that you survived. And that she didn't kill you.
Survive, or you try to survive. Beggars can be choosers, and you do everything you can to survive.
Okay, but you did survive. You're here, you're talking. You had made it through whatever was done. You are here just right this minute, and you have wisdom in it, don't you? You have some wisdom that you could share on a higher frequency.
Yes, I gain well. And the wisdom that I gain is being Pollyanna-ish about all of this, to believe that there is like a spirit or whatever that loves you, is not the way to go. You just have to learn to survive, that this world is not what it is.
Well, I will respect your feelings about that, but I do know.
You can't expect
that,
somebody who's
I respect it because
too.
That's how you feel.
Right.
I know that's how you feel right now, and I understand that. That's where you're at, and
it's
I totally
like
get that.
Caller, you know, you tell her, like, try to create your own job, blah, 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 blah. You know, there are millions of people out there who have no job. There are people who are dying, you know, in other countries because they have, like, in a bad situation. You know, they were born in the wrong country, I guess, you know.
Well,
or they're,
you know,
they're
if I wanted, this is the truth.
Stuff.
This is the truth. You're right.
That
if I wanted to believe that and have that be the substance of the show, it would have been called something else. It would be called, let's talk about how bad life is instead of heart and soul. I don't know. It wouldn't really be me. So my feeling is I respect your feeling about where you're at, but I do know that things that's not true. I just know it. And so I'm going to give you that. Right now, you are in a pissy, horrible, don't believe in anything place, and that's okay. But I don't believe that that's who you are, okay? And that's the truth. So you can know what you know and feel what you feel, but I don't believe that, all right? I don't. Sorry, because I know better. I know that every circumstance that I have ever had or anyone that has had, even greater ones that are dying, come out of it with the most beautiful grace that I've ever seen. So because I know that, I know that right now that you are not seeing the endless possibilities that exist in the highest frequency. You're seeing what could go wrong, that's for sure. And it has. And that's where you're at. So, blessings. Hi. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul, 613. Who am I talking to?
Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Wow. Okay.
So what is going on? Let's see if we can raise this frequency here.
I have a relationship question as well.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding a man named Cameron, he got quite angry with me a couple of weeks ago and said he didn't want to correspond, like talk anymore on the phone or email, and I haven't talked to him, and we haven't communicated in almost 2 weeks. I'm just wondering if you see him coming back around and communicating with me again.
Sure. So was there there was no closure? He didn't explain anything to you? Like?
He got upset over something that he perceived that I did that, I don't know, like he got quite angry, perceived mm-hmm. something to be, I don't know, that he got quite angry over. I didn't really think it was anything to be angry over, but,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that it was easily resolved, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what his reasoning was. But.
Right, okay. So he's choosing to kind of take the I'm right road about what, you know, you did wrong kind of thing. Is that what you're feeling? That he wants to be right about this, so he's not communicating.
I don't know if it's just about that, or if he was just looking for a way out, or a way
out. Let's just see.
To me, or if he was like, I don't know what the reasoning.
Create. Reach out. Take bite-sized steps. Okay. So I just see that it says, so it's going to be kind of take bite-sized steps. So I feel like he's going to start to come, you know, back little by little. So I don't feel it's the end of the communication. But, you know, it says take bite-sized steps. So I guess it's, you know, maybe, you know, certain people, when you have crossed them in some way, or they feel, you know, that you didn't do something right or something, they kind of pull back. And that's the feeling I get, that there was a little pulling back from him, and that little by little he'll start to venture out again into the friendship and into the connection again. But I think that it's going to, I think it feels like a week you'll hear something finally. And, you know, he's just that kind of person. When he gets offended or hurt or feels wronged in some way, he pulls back. So I feel like that's who we're dealing with, you know, like
yeah.
that kind of energy. Yeah. So that's tough for you. I mean, that might be something that you might want to look at, you know, if that is, you know what I mean, an energy that you particularly would want to be around if you can't, you know.
Yeah. Because usually, like with most other people, I'm used to dealing with just like identifying the issue, and then and then saying, "Hey, you know, like I'm sorry, like if that was something that, you know, that if you know, that you're angry over, and you know, I won't do that anymore, and you know,
mm-hmm.
or you know what I mean? Like I'll just
I do yeah.
identifying it and then resolving. You know what I mean? Not,
yeah.
But I wasn't sure if there was other things involved because like. If there was like I do care for him and I told him that, and I don't know if that like spooked him and that's why he, you know, why.
Well, I don't think that would spook anybody. I think that he, you know, I think that maybe, you know, knowing how you feel made him have to, you know, be more aware of what he's creating. Is that he's creating kind of a relationship, and maybe it questioned whether or not he was ready for that, you know, and that could be what you felt too, that, you know, he's kind of saying, well, wait a minute, you know, do I want to get any further, go any further kind of thing. So I would say you'll hear from him, and I think him pulling you back is his way to keep kind of a neutral zone, you know, not to get too close too soon or too, you know, he's kind of, I feel like it might be, not someone that has the capacity to really, you know, give you what you may want, which is a real good, solid relationship, you know. So it might be just time to kind of think about that for yourself and say, hey, you know, is this what I want to, I don't want to play games,
you know, that kind of thing.
I
you want to
really
be with someone
do.
That...
I just
yeah.
really, really care, really have deep feelings and really care
mm-hmm.
for him. Like,
has it, so has it been a long time that you have been cultivating this relationship, or is it fairly new?
No, a long, yeah, a long time.
Long time, yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, you will always have a friendship, and that's what you have to know. And, you know, he may just want to be at that friendly place. I mean, that could be why he pulled back, is that he thought, you know, you were feeling more than he was. But I don't know. I just feel like he's a sense of, he's kind of does that. He kind of goes in and out a little emotionally, you know. So it may be just hard to know much more than what you're knowing about this guy. I kind of get that he's kind of elusive, you know, doesn't really have a really sound energy that I'm feeling. So I don't know if that's just part of who he is.
Does
you know?
He have feelings for me?
I think he does. I think that he's, you know, but I don't know if he can offer you, and maybe that's why he pulled back, a real loving, you know, true, give it all you got relationship. I think that could have scared him a little. And, you know, and then he made up, in a sense, something that you did wrong so that he could pull back. Do you know what I mean?
That's
like
what
used
I was
it.
Thinking. I was
only yeah, thinking. That's what I feel like. He used it to pull back and not have to deal with what you said, you know? And then he'll show back up again when, you know, time, like, you know, another, I'd say a couple of weeks, you'll hear from him, and it will be more like nothing ever happened, but it will be back to the way it was, like more friendship kind of thing. That's what I feel, yeah.
Do you see, like, spending any time together, like doing anything together?
I do not feel that. No, I don't feel at this moment that he's capable of that right now. I'm not feeling that. I do get that he'll be a friend. I think he'll continue with the friendship that you've created. And I get that he'll keep that because it's good for him. It helps him. He likes having you there. You've been a really solid friend. And he needs that in his life. So I don't think he's ever going to not want that. You know what I mean? So it's more about, for you, do you want, you know, to continue in a sense? If you knew that he was just looking at you as just a good friend. That's just a question. And my feeling is, you know, good friends are hard to come by. You know what I mean? Would you, and I say this, would you, like, I have a good friend that's been my friend for 20 years. And we were once, a long time ago, we tried to be, you know, more deeper. But it ruined our friendship. And then for a while, we just couldn't find our friendship. But now we're friends again. And, you know, he's got girlfriends. I'm married. I mean, we're still friends. We'll still talk and care about each other. But it really is something that you have to know if that person is going to be the friend that you want to change into something, or just really appreciate that you have the solid friendship. Because sometimes they're worth more than a real, you know, loving, really, you know, a husband-wife relationship. Because that friend is always going to be there. They will, you know, they're sound.
But I want, like, affection from him.
I know. I'm not getting that he's going to give that to you. So I think once that you know that, then you can open your heart and find that there is someone that will find, you know, give you that affection and want to be with you like that. But you have to decide
it's kind of been on and off that way. You know, it's not like...
Yeah. Yeah. So let's decide for you right now,
like,
that if he's not
is,
the
like,
one...
Is this something like he doesn't want to be with me, but he wants to be with someone else? Like, is that...
Well, I think that just the fact that he doesn't want to be means that he's just choosing not to go into a relationship right now, you know? And so maybe he just wants to be free, you know? That's the feeling I get around this guy. He doesn't want to be tied down in a relationship kind of thing, you know? But, so, you know, and so you, and I feel like you deserve that. You deserve that. So you should definitely.
But see, I care for, like, I mean, it's not, like, I'm not, like, feeling like, oh, well, I deserve that, so I'm going to, like, drop mm-hmm. him and go look for that, because like
yeah.
there's no one else like I'm interested in. Like I don't want to be with anybody else. I don't want to date. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like I
right.
care for this person. I want to spend time with them. You know what I mean? So I
yeah.
think if there's something not right now, it's not like, oh, well, I'm going to drop you. And because
right,
like, it
no.
takes a long time to build something with somebody. And
right.
I don't want to like just, you know what I mean? I want to like cultivate something.
Well, I understand. I do understand. It's a good friendship, and you would never say no, not to the friendship. But so you can always keep the friendship. And if he's not offering you anything greater or bigger, you can still keep the friendship and open up yourself to the possibilities of meeting a new person. You know,
yeah,
it's not him. It's not him. You know, him or no. You know him, and it could be both. I mean, that's my feeling. Why not just have him and a really wonderful
yeah.
You can do it. I mean, I don't think that right now you're ready to do that, but I do think that eventually you might be. It might be coming down the road where you say, you know, it's okay that, you know, we're at this place and this is as far as we're going to go, and I can
so
accept
you don't
that.
So you like, what do you mean, like you don't have any feeling
yeah.
of anything, or is that what you're
I'm not, I get that he's just a good friend. I just keep getting lots of good friend feelings. But I keep getting him pulling away. That's what I get.
Pulling away?
On moving into, like, a big relationship, you know? Like, I think he likes to keep you at a good friend distance, you know, have you around, and that's what he's capable of doing. That's what I feel.
Like, are you saying
but,
capable with anybody or just with me?
Oh, no, just with I think with anybody. I don't see anybody else. No.
But I'm just hopeful for the future, like, maybe not right now, but... Maybe in 6 months, maybe?
Yeah. Well, let me see. I just see it still at six. I still see the same. It's giving me the same kind of vibration. There didn't feel like there was any change in the frequency of it changing. But that's 6 months, so let's see. Within a year or two. I know, I didn't get that, no. You know, I kind of feel that there'll be, at the six-month period down the road, another 6 months from now, that there'll be a real shift for you to understand and see clearer on what this relationship is doing. But it feels like a six comes really strong around you, so it feels like you're going to give it another 6 months of seeing, you know, how it's going to go up and down and do its thing. And then within 6 months, you will have a better indicator of whether or not it's really going to ever show up the way that you'd like it to. I think that 6 month is like, it feels like it's a turning point for you, you know. And I get that it's not going to be bad to keep this friendship in your life, you know. And that will be your choice. To say, okay, he's a good friend, we've cultivated it, we've put a time into it, we know each other, we care about each other, you know, all that's good, and is that enough for me? So it could be just that decision that you say, you know what, I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, I'm just going to keep it the way it is, accept it the way it is, and be okay with it, you know? And that's what
I don't know, I just have to be hopeful for something.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree that hoping for the next 6 months and really getting clearer, but in staying open is going to be really good for the friendship too. You know, it's a good thing. There, you know, in loving somebody, just know that in loving somebody, there's nothing wrong ever could be going on. It's only if there's mistrust going on, or if somebody's using you, but if you genuinely care about somebody and their best interest, and you're supporting them in their spirit, hey, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Well, the impression he gave me is like, I didn't even think that he would even talk to me again. That's the last.
And why did you feel that way?
Because I asked, can we continue to talk? No.
And that was just then, just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he was upset, though, over something, right?
No, this was me asking him after that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this is the pullback that I feel. You know, I want to be hopeful for you because I really want you to be happy with what happens, and I would be hopeful because I want you to get what you want. You know what I mean? But I'm not seeing it. You know what I mean? I have to be honest. I'm not seeing it. So I'm going to have to be listening to that too. So yet I always believe, and I'm like you, that anything and everything is always possible. So why not? But do I see it and feel it? Not right. Not really. Okay. So I do wish that for you and hope that it does turn around. And I do get that he's going to call you and you will talk to him again. And that's what I know.
So you think he will reach out to me?
I do think you're going to be the first one to say, hey, how you doing? You know, and he'll start the conversation. I think that he's that kind of guy. He's like, once he says it, you know, unless something changes or some situation happens, then he won't change the free, you know, to come back and be friends again. But I do think he's coming back as a friend. And it's the first card was bit by bit, takes bite-sized steps. So that's what I know. It's not going to be back to the way. It's going to be little by little again. So the six comes in, and that might mean 6 months. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know if I would approach him because he's like quite angry. So I don't know if it would.
Well, I think time will heal it, the anger, and you know if there's something that comes your way that seems like he may think that's interesting. I think you know you might say hey, I saw this. It reminded me of you today or something. You might be the one that breaks the ice. That's what it feels like, you know. To communicating again, but would you look at the fact that he has that he does this anger thing a little and ask yourself whether or not you would want to have that in your life? You know what I mean? Because spirit is always showing you things that you have to look at. You know, sometimes they're red flags. I'd say, hey, don't, you know, what about this? Might not be, you know, the best for you.
What's a week time frame you got? Like, was that like me contacting him in a week or him?
Yeah, that's what I saw. I saw you contacting him, even if it's just through a hello kind of thing. And I saw a month pass before you really kind of, so the step-by-step thing is correct. So maybe the step-by-step thing is just to kind of let him kind of come back in his own terms within the next 6 months. So it feels like that kind of thing happening. But I don't think he's gone completely. I think he's going to stick around and stay around as a friend. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're saying you see me contacting him in a week or a month?
Yeah, I do see, and I almost see it almost you saying, I shouldn't be doing this, but I am. You know, like you just have to do it. It's kind of like you're kind of feeling, you know, that you have to do it. And I think it's going to be you are going to have to make the first move to say, let's just be friends. Let's talk. Okay, I'm sorry or whatever, you know, to get movement back in the relationship again, you know. But I think it's going to have to be through you.
I don't know if I would, you know, because he's just quite angry, so I don't know that
really
will happen. Then.
Well, in a week, there might be a feeling that comes over you that says, you know what, I don't like to leave things like this, you know. I want peace, and I just want to...
Yeah, I've already
tried
that with him. So
mm-hmm.
I've already tried that.
Yeah.
Like, I've already...
Well,
said my piece, I've already, you know, apologized, I've already said everything I could possibly say.
But,
so
you know,
time
is truly the healer here.
Yeah,
really.
And the last thought I had was like I was going to let if he had any interest in speaking with me and reconciling that I was going to have him contact me, like wait and see if he contacts me.
Yeah. And you know what? He would. I think that he would, but it was going to... I might be a longer period of time than you'll be comfortable with. You know what I mean? So it might be that you may have to break the ice a little to get movement and more conversation to happen. You know? Because if, you know, you think about it, if he's the one that had the anger, then he's the one that's probably more embarrassed about contacting you. Right? because he flared up, and he knows in a sense he was inappropriate by blaming you for something and saying what he said. So he's more uncomfortable and feels kind of, I think,
yeah,
most
well,
of the
like,
embarrassed.
Angry. He got mm-hmm. angry, and then like
yeah.
you know, like, and we continued to talk a little bit after that, and it didn't seem to help any. You know, like I,
yeah.
you know. Like he got angry and he, you know, still contacted me a couple of days later, and we continued to talk, and then it just, and then he just.
Then that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
But some people, they say they have forgiven you. They say that, you know, you're they're oh it's oh, and they're not. They're just they're just even more mad, you know. Some, and I have to say that that's the vibe I get. It's almost like, you know. You have to look at this as something that you are going to get involved with if that's what you want to go further. So you are looking at red flags all the time on, do I want to take that next step? Do I want to get more serious about it? You know what I mean? So Spirit's going to kind of give you ideas and show you things, I think, that you have to look at and ask yourself, do I want to be with that? Do I want to be just a friend with that? Could I handle that, you know, behavior? All those questions. So a lot of times relationships really are about, really, it's that's what they are about, finding out whether or not you want to be with that person. And if their dark side is too dark, or if they're, you know, too negative, or if they're, you know, all that good stuff. And I say good because you could say, hey, I could live with that, or I couldn't live with that. So I feel like there's something here for you to look at, you know. But I've got so many other people, so I would love to hear what happens. So give me a call next show, and we'll see how it goes. But don't I really get that the friendship is not over. That's what I really feel about the whole thing. All right, love?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Hi. All right, let's see. 111. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi.
Hi.
So far, a very interesting show.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
I have an opinion. Can I give one real quick?
You sure can. Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah, I feel like women...
Well,
wait,
first of all...
My name is Yvette.
What was it?
Yvette.
Yvette. Hi, Yvette.
Yeah, women put their self on hold too much for men, and... They're doing relationships all wrong.
Oh, I love you.
And, you know, you don't find a man by waiting for a man or harassing a man or badgering a man.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to surrender to a higher good and allow things to unfold and allow God or the divine to really bring you the right mate. You can't make someone be your mate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's all kind of always annoying to hear these conversations when women are vulnerable and weak.
I so hear you with this, and that's something I think we are learning, aren't we? To not try to make things work,
especially when it comes to another person. You really can't. I mean, any situation you really can't force, but in regards to relationships and especially the opposite sex, you really cannot force those things.
Mm-hmm. So my question is, Yvette, do you think that Spirit loves you?
Oh, you know what? Of course I do. But the thing is, that person hit rock bottom.
Right.
For her, she only has one way up, one way to go. That's up. But she'll never know until she really digs deep down inside and get to the core of her, that pain, and surrender to the pain so that through that pain, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. You don't know that you're in pain.
Yeah,
you just
you're so
see.
Right. And, you know, in the middle of it, you really do feel that abandoned. You do feel abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
You do feel like, well, where is he? Where's God now? I mean, you know. And we've all been there, and I mean that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, you know, it isn't Pollyanna, and I thought about the word Pollyanna. Pollyanna, you know, kind of to believe that we haven't all experienced those deep, dark places that feel like we are completely been neglected and abandoned.
Yeah.
And I really know that we all had those experiences. But I do know that there, like you said, you got to get down there, and all of a sudden the light starts to creep in that you didn't even know was there before, you know. And I don't know how you can explain that.
You can't. You just. And I was thinking, how do you explain that? Something is just you experience, and then hopefully you have. You need support.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree
that sometimes that's where, and I think that's where churches or, you know, really good groups like Women's Circles or, you know, Unity Churches or anything that supports your spirit is where you got to go, because you can't do it alone. You really can't, and that's what I do know, that, you know, through friends and people that, you know, just can hold a space for you, that you'll get through this is what you need sometimes. So anyway, what's going on with you, Yvette? Let's see what the Spirit has to say for you.
Yes, please.
All right. All right. So is there any one kind of question we'd like to kind of go into a little bit?
Well, funny enough, I mean, I've been meeting a lot of interesting people, but I'm in a huge transition too. My job is going to be ending at the end of the year, and I'm grateful for that. I know there's some opportunities perking up, and as you said, I'm staying open to the most abundant opportunity to come into my life. And so, and then, you know, divine mate.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's see. Since the first one is coming to you, what would you like to let's just see what spirit takes me then.
Okay.
All right. Oh, so the first card is just laugh, and then invest in your spirit is the second one. So when I see that, it's really about kind of lightening up and keeping your spirit in that light, joyful place, investing in your spirit. So it's just laugh and keeping yourself at that high frequency that we were just talking about. Now, create shows up, so it could be that they're telling me, and I mean that creating the next position now would be, you know, good to start to think about, instead of knowing that this job is coming to an end, but actually starting to create the new job now. So
there's a few things on the table right now.
Okay, good. All right. So it's showing me that this is happening, that there is kind of ideas going around, and then reach out. So that's an interesting one. So reaching out means there will be some other people that will be helping you get involved with this next venture. You know, so reaching out, it's almost like you're the baby and they're the adult. They kind of know a lot more about it. So they're going to really help you and pick you up and help you expand in this new thing. So it feels like that these people are around and are going to be supporting you in this new venture. I like it. And then it does say take a breather. So when I see that, it really is like kind of like taking that vacation, taking that time to, you know, appreciate not doing, you know. And sometimes, you know, that these ends of things are really the beginning of our real first time forever, really just taking really good care of ourselves, you know, like, you know, finally taking French or finally doing cooking class that you always want, you know, like taking a breath from the doing and having to do and really focusing in kind of on just you and what you want to do and what time you would wake up if you didn't have to get up at a certain time, you know, it's like take that breath and that summer kind of feeling and really appreciate it, you know. So when I see that, it's almost saying that they really are giving you the go ahead to do that, you know, to take that vacation, to do something that you've always wanted, and to lay in the fields, you know, and look at the clouds kind of thing, and really just be present with yourself. So that's really obvious. And then it says say yes. So say yes to this relationship. So I see that they're kind of giving me the go-ahead that there is a relationship that's around, that's coming, that you will say yes to.
That's ironic because today I was saying yes all day today.
Well, there's it. Yes, yes, yes. And in that, yes, that there's this person with a flower, and they're right there. So if that, and I give that such a powerful statement all the time. I always say thank you, thank you, thank you all the time. Like thank you, thank you, thank you.
Me too.
You know, no matter what, thank you, thank you, thank you. And because I say that, I really things just seem to fall right into place. My husband's like, that's amazing, you know. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I just always felt like it was going to work. So I feel like that's what this thank you, that this yes card is kind of showing you, that there you are on the right track about saying yes, yes, yes to accepting and being available for this divine relationship that's coming. It really feels very spiritual to me. I keep hearing music. Okay, I keep hearing like drumming, like somebody would be like doing like a African dance or like a drummer, and I feel like I'm almost seeing a really like kind of ponytailed guy,
kind of a
new age kind of ponytail guy, you know, but really cool. I like his vibe. And he's a drummer. It feels like he plays like the conga. And
that's
I keep
my father
hearing
play that.
This. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Could this be him?
That's my father.
Wow.
He didn't have a ponytail, but he played the congas.
Wow, I hear him. I hear the conga. That is so well. Well, let me see if this is the guy. Because I'm seeing a guy, but I'm feeling a vibration of a gentleman. So... But he's still there. You know what I mean? Like, he's already around you. So I would say that could, you know, that's very well spirit kind of stepping forward because he's already there. He's right with you. So because this new relationship is in the, it makes sense that, okay, so, and I keep hearing singing, like a Latin singing, like beautiful, really, really beautiful. Do you sing?
Mm-hmm.
Or can you? You do? Okay.
I can sing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I almost feel like where you are in your life right this minute is bringing you to these beautiful parts of yourself, of expressing yourself, like of singing, of dancing, of moving your body. And it's like so, it's so electric. It's like... You know, and I say this, if the next venture that you're going to get into has something to do with movement and music and, you know, food and celebration, I think that's right around you. I mean, I can almost hear it and feel it, and it feels so you know, it feels like, wow. So if that is where you are energetically, that they're showing me that is where the next venture is going to go to, you know, into those areas of creating sound and movement and joy around people, maybe like for parties. And I feel like an entertainer kind of, you know. Yeah, I really do. So it's really interesting that the impressions of this is so strong, because it came right at me. Like, okay, that's spirit wants me to see this about you, you know. So it's they're really showing me your vibration, your personality, your gift to the world, really, because. When you are doing this, when you are in the music, in the dance, in the frequency of this conga, it's healing. It's almost like I could see you setting up like dance workshops or, you know, things that would help people get to a high frequency, you know, for themselves. So if you ever thought of it like being a dance instructor or showing or, you know, teaching the samba or something like that, it would be so perfect for you. It's like, it's time. It feels like, whoa, this is you. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. So as for the relationship, I feel like around that energy is where this gentleman will be. And I keep getting now another one coming through. Is there an H sound, like an H in the name? H. I want to say like a Jave, a Javi, a Harry, you know, if I was going to give it a... But it doesn't, it's not that. It's not an English name. It's a foreign name. Like, it means Harry, but it's like...
Huh.
Wait a minute, say it different. Wait a minute. Haviv? Haviv. What is that? Haviv.
That's
all
Israeli.
Yeah, I know. I know. Isn't that funny? That's what I keep hearing. So possibly because they have movements, you know, and that they do have that, you know, belly dancing kind of thing going too. So it may be taking me to a whole nother. That's interesting because that was really clear.
Interesting.
Wow. So let's ask Spirit. So is that you, Dad? Coming in with the conga. Yeah. All right. Oh. Oh, sweet. My little. Did your dad used to, I feel like he called you something different. Like, he had like this nickname. He's like, my little, he said something and it was like, my little. It was so funny. The endearing energy that came from him was just so sweet. It was just so cute. Like my little Baruchki, you know. It's like, but it's not that. But it's like my little, you know, like he Buttercup, you know. Like he had names for you like that. It was just so cute. That was the feeling I got that just came forward. But the sweetness that was just like, oh, you're speaking to my little girl, my little, you know. You just like, oh, like you are this precious flower, you know, that he just loves so dearly. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. Lovely, lovely. I like him. He's just full of love. That's what I keep getting from him. But, you know, the thing is, he's just so with you. I don't think I don't think that he's ever left your side. I keep getting, you know, no, I'm right here, you know. I think when he left, he went to the light, and he just came back, kind of hanging out, making sure everybody's good. He really, I feel like he visits a lot of you. He visits you. I feel like he visits a lot of other people, too. They feel him around, and especially around the music, is when he shows up. So if you put a piece on of music that he would have liked or something, that's when he really shows up for everyone, or they think of him. And when you do think of him, it's usually because he wants you to. You know, it's really his way to say, yeah, I'm right here, you know.
Right.
And that's what I know. So now I keep getting the sound of, you know, that that instrument that you play and it goes ch-ch-ch-ch. It's like a...
Yeah.
Did you play that?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever think of playing? It's like a ch-ch-ch sound, like a percussion sound.
Is it like a stick?
And it goes ch-ch-ch-ch, like it makes that crinkly, crackly sound.
Are you talking
sound.
About the maracas?
Really, yeah, like a maraca. But this is different. It looks like I'm looking at like a can, a tin can that you go back and forth with, and it goes ch-ch-ch-ch like that. And it's almost like he's showing me this, like ch-ch-ch, this sound.
Okay.
So either it's something that he would want you to pick up and to play, and he feels like you'd really enjoy it. So I want you to look for that.
Okay.
I can feel that he's giving me this to say, you tell her she'd be real. So it's like a percussion sound that you'd be like playing in the band or something. So I keep getting that this is something that you're going to do or know how. And it's like in your blood. It's
interesting.
Like, you know, like some, you know, it's like some people, like, because they have so much lineage of music in their blood that they are just naturally good at it, you know. And it's like, you know, a lot of great singers have great singer sons, you know, like that you hear sing, and they just naturally are good. And that's what I feel about you. I feel like you are gifted
really, really big with music.
What's funny, yeah. I went to a new teacher, actually, the other day, and I was, like, startled with this range that I had where I didn't know I had. So I think sometimes you need someone to give you the liberty sometimes to really explore that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to exploring more.
Yeah, there you go. And, you know, it's just this feeling around you. You know, I have to say, it's so clear. So as for you not working, don't worry. That's what your dad just said, don't worry. Because you will never stop doing what. And when you start to embrace what you really are good at and enjoy.
Hello? 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 Well, thank you for the reading.
With the Blog Talk, I don't know if there's just trouble with Blog Talk, but let me see if I can do something. Hello, 518, are you online? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're in heart. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm Corey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is 518.
Hi.
518. Okay, hold on one sec. I'm going to take 518. Hi. Who am I talking to? I'm sorry about that. There was this strange thing. It just kind of started going. Who am I talking to? 518.
You can take her call because she had came back online if you want to, and you can take
actually,
me to
you know what? She didn't come back online. No, she was the one. I got booted off. She hung up. So maybe she will call back. But in the meantime, we can take a.
Okay. I'm cool
you're
with
reading?
That.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. My name is Sugar. Well, my real name is Shamina, but everyone calls me Sugar. My mom gave me that name. I was first born, so I'll go with Sugar.
I love it.
Thank you. And, I wanted to mention something also. I just wanted to say that you are a very positive, strong woman, and I admire you and the way you handle, like, dealing with, like, so much negative energy just now. Because I was like, whoa. That's a lot. But we all go through that. So at the end of the day, you can't do nothing but leave it in God's hands and just become stronger and a better person from it.
Right, yeah. And, you know, I think that it's always good to have the opposite. You know, like you can always believe, but it's really important to know when you're having a tough time, you know. I mean, and
absolutely.
That's really the truth, right? I mean, I really get that, you know. Like, we've all been there. And I think that's when... You know, like you and I and everybody have been at those places. And so I always believe that, you know, spirit will tell us and show us the opposite sometimes of them so that we can have that experience of what it's like not to be there, you know? And
exactly.
And that's true too. And it's like a reminder for everyone, and I really appreciated that woman's honesty. I think she was great. I think that, you know, I understood that her spirit was really needing.
I definitely understood her also. I've been there before as well, and, you know, you just can't, you really can't, no one can really judge it at the end of the day, because it's like we all have gone there, and that's how we become as spiritual as we are and grown as much as we have and can share and help other people. Because it's really not genuine if it doesn't come from a place. Like, if you have never been there, then you really wouldn't know what to say. But that's why God put us through it. Everybody's on different levels. Nobody's no better than nobody, but everybody is definitely on different levels.
Yeah, so true. So true, Sugar. You know, and that's something that we all have to know. We all have to know, like, we can't judge ourselves ever, because, you know, I always think, because we got here for whatever reason, and our experiences make us better people at the end of like any book that you ever read. If you never pick up a book and the guy goes, "Yeah, I had a great life," and that was it.
Yeah,
and there was and there's no story. You know, the story is
like,
usually
I do not want to read that book.
Yeah, like we wouldn't even read a book if it was that. Like, yeah, and I just was like, but everybody has these like amazing experiences that they were in the gutter and they were like, you know, they were about to, you know, and something, and that. Those are the ones that enrich the planet, the ones that you finally get to. So when you're in the middle of that story and you're not at the end yet, and you will, you know, and you really are submerged in all of that, that's part of the story, you know? And that's what
makes
it juicy.
I think she'll definitely come out shining and on top, because I believe that God, like the most beautiful people, have gone through the worst. And I know that God works through people, so...
I do too, you know, and that's something I do know. I do know that, you know.
I know you know.
I do know that, and you know that, and you know what? And everyone listening can feel that for her, and that's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
That everyone that was listening, that could feel her pain, is sending her love right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
Absolutely.
What I do.
Definitely.
And so, and that's something that will come through. And any darkness is all that beautiful thoughts and prayers for someone that's going through a difficult time. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I definitely wish her nothing but the best, and I pray for her, because I just know that feeling. I've had it once, so I know, and it's something that I'm just so grateful that I'm over with, and that I realize my worth and who I am and life and...
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of God and His energy, and just believing in Him, because nothing's
mm-hmm.
possible without Him. So,
right.
I just
so
pray
true.
For people that go through things like that, because it's the worst feeling ever.
Right, and the vision is that we'll just see her, you know, really, you know, at the top of the mountain, bright and beautiful, and. You know, proud of herself for making it through. That's all I know. That there'll be a moment where she can say, "Hey, you know, I'm not the victim. I'm the heroine of the story. You know, I made it. You know, and that's a position that you can always take. You can take many positions. Like every story is written either from, you know, the person that it happened to, the person that did it, or the,
mm-hmm.
or the heroine that succeeded. And what happened to them. So we can always take a position in our lives to see what's happening through any one of those stories. It's the truth. So you could always, like, tell
Absolutely.
The story. I always say, you can tell the story of your life through, I made it through and this happened, but I, you know, or you can tell the story as I was the victim and this happened, and, you know, or
mm-hmm.
you can tell the story. You know, it's how you tell the story. It's really up to you. And that is really up to you. And you know, I have to say, it really is. I mean, that one is how you tell it is totally. Don't you agree with that? Like, if you, it's how you tell it. Yeah. And so then how you tell it gets received as an energy, right?
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Will take it as you tell it. So that's the energy of it. Mm-hmm.
Right, so they'll be listening, but they're listening to the energy of how what position you told a story from, you know. But Sugar, let's read a little for you and see what Spirit says for you. So is there any one question you'd like to kind of zero in on a little bit?
I want to know, there's two questions that, you know, I won't keep you all day. My first question is about school. I just want to know, like, I just started school. I'm working for cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know, like, is this going to be a smooth school year for me? I have about 7 more months, and I've only just been there for a month and a week.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's kind of new, but are you enjoying it? Yeah,
I'm enjoying this.
You're going to do so well, Sugar. I can see this so around you. I really can. I see you doing unbelievable in this field. I actually, it was funny, before you said that you were doing that, I felt that you were doing that. So
wow.
I was going to say that whole vibration around you helping people feel good and look good, and you are going to be a wonderful hairdresser, because you are also a very good listener, and people are attracted to you. So you'll be able to be a little bit of a counselor and hairdresser, because that's usually what hairdressers.
It's so weird, because oh my god, that's so true. And it's just that, like, since I started school, everything's been going really, really good. And I'm like, wow, is this, like, a trick? Is someone going to, like, come out and someone...
No way, no way, no way. No, don't, no. You're just so right on
what
you're supposed to be doing.
Everyone, like, really likes me, and, like...
Oh, yeah, you just...
I'm not, like, complaining. I want to be liked and loved, but it's, like, it's just, like, overwhelming. And I'm like, is this something, like, is this going to be smooth? Is this going to be like this, like, the whole time I'm here for real? Like,
it's even going to, and Spirit, my guy just said, oh, tell her it's even going to get better. And it's going to get even more. You know, you'll be walking out of there with a job already. And it feels like, that's what I keep getting, that you won't have 1 minute where you won't have any, you will go right into a position. That's what they're telling me. Tell her not to worry ever about work. She'll always have a job. It's like you're going to be like helping. It feels like you're going to be helping someone who has a salon, who knows somebody in the school, and you're going to kind of start to be there for, like, and it feels like you'll be transitioning right into that place from work, from school.
Wow.
So I would say you are going to be doing very well, very quick, and it's going to be like, wow, like you won't even have to worry about, you know, getting a position. It's just going to be there for you. So that's what Spirit keeps telling me, tell her not to worry. It's all divinely orchestrated. Now, I keep getting, I do get an older woman around you, like, and I want to say it feels like an aunt kind of thing.
Yes.
I don't get her. Huh?
I said, yes, I do have an aunt that passed away
that
that does be around me a lot.
Yes, and she is coming forth, and she's just saying that she's so proud of you. She always knew you could do well, and she's so glad that you found something that's just right up your alley and wanting to help people, because so that you are good with people. That's what she was saying. You've always been so good with people, understanding people, you know. And that's something, that's a gift, you know. And hairdressers, to me, are the closest thing to a therapist that most people get to. They really do. Because you get them in that chair, and it's just you touching them, and they have moments where they are being loved and being heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so just know that even though you are just working on their hair, you are working on their soul. And so,
oh, that's so,
you know,
beautiful, touching.
it's the truth.
I really feel that way too. Like, I'm so in love with my school, like, right now. And it's like, like, every time I come there, I just feel so happy and positive, like, such a good energy. And it's like, everyone just loves me. And I'm like, oh, my God, I haven't had so much love ever.
Well, you know, this is the thing. That's what I keep getting, that you are finally in a place that you can be yourself and experience, you know, people at this higher frequency of everybody's learning, right? And they're having fun learning. And, you know, it's, and I feel there's a lot of laughter around you, a lot of kidding around, but a lot of fun, you know, and that's how you learn, really. You want to have fun with it. Now, I keep getting that somebody, and I keep getting the name Bob or Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if, and I'm going to ask, is this somebody? Okay. So Bobby, and it's, I'm going to say, it's the name Bobby. And now it could be a woman named Bobby, you know, so it's a nickname type of thing. This might be somebody that you're going to be working with in when you move into the salon, this Bobby. It feels like this person, this person's going to be around you, going to kind of help you learn and become more professional, and you know what I mean, just kind of, almost, I feel a little bit like a drill sergeant, a little bit, but in a good way, and how to be, you know, professional and dress with a certain way and all that stuff. Kind of like this person has this frequency about them, so... That's interesting. But I keep getting a shack in the name, like hair shack or something shack, is interesting. But the name shack just came really clear. So it could be the name of the place that you will be working or something to do with the shack, or that you could use that in your, you know, name of when you develop your own salon, something shack. The happy hair shack. So it's anyway, it's just this thing that just came over. So very interesting, Sugar. I just get that you are so divinely orchestrated. Your aunt stepped forward. It feels like she's very proud. I really get that you finally found it. You know, you finally are in the place that's going to lead you into the future so that you can afford a beautiful place of your own, you know what I mean, and do well, okay? Just know that financially you are going to do very well with this one. I really do.
Wow, that's amazing. Wow.
Well, I'm very happy for you because that's usually not as clear for some people. They have to work really, but it feels like you're already there, you know. And it's
I came to you very open because I feel connected to you in a sense of like, I feel like we might have gone through some of the same things before in life. So.
Oh, sure. I think everybody on the show knows all
you're right.
That we right. And you know that's what makes
it to open up to you, so it's cool, like spiritually, so that's cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Sugar. I'm really very grateful that you called. It's wonderful that that no matter where anybody is energetically, you know, if they came in and they were having difficulties or they came in with issues, everybody kind of took the ride with everybody. I think that the truth is that the vibration always leaves on this high note, and it always stays at that high frequency because that's just that's the energy of the whole show. You know, so I do believe that it's not just me, but I know that it's everybody that listens and supports each person that calls.
Absolutely.
And that can, but thank you, and I hope to, you know, hear from you and see what the next level of...
I was going to ask you one quick question. I wanted to know, do you see, a relationship for me anytime soon?
Well, let's see what Spirit says. Well, I just got a big yes on that one. I just saw a big neon sign. It said yes.
Wow.
Okay. So that was really good. I do feel that, is it can happen relatively soon? Yes. Okay, so relatively soon. So which means 1 month? 1 month? 2 months? 1 month. Okay, so within the next month, that's pretty quick, a relationship will be coming your way. It absolutely will.
Do you feel like it's
going
to be meeting them in school or outside?
I really do. I really do get that it's in school. I really feel like that somebody, the energy around the people that you're meeting now, I feel mm-hmm. like they may, if it's not someone that's already in school, I feel like it's somebody who will know somebody, like if you went out and had had dinner with somebody, that they'll know. That feels like a connection through school. So it feels like a friend of a friend, you know, that kind of thing. But it definitely is coming from school that this person shows up. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And at first it feels like just a good friend. I feel like a connection, but a good, like a friend feeling, but mm-hmm. Also very charged, like has a lot of passion, you know, feels like around the energy. So I like it. It feels really good for you right now, but also it's going to come at a good time because, you know, you're going to need to have some fun as well as just school, you know?
Right.
It's going to kind of help balance things out a little for
you. I'm up late, like around 1 now, and I'm studying, so.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
true. I do need some fun. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and fun meaning like the weekends and, you know, something mm-hmm. to look forward to besides just studying. I know I was in school when I was a massage therapist, and so mm-hmm. I do understand you have to study anatomy, and it's a lot of studying. So I do know that you have to put your mind back in memorizing stuff. So it's not all fun. So it would be nice to have a friend to just, that's what it feels like, to go out and to go have some fun with, you know, a group of people kind of thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, sweetie,
thank
let me know
so
how
much.
It goes, and I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Definitely will. God
okay.
bless you.
Bye, sweetie. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for calling. We've already gone up over our hour and 40 minutes show. And I just want to thank everyone for supporting every single person that did call in. And I just want you to know that my prayers and my highest visions for everybody. If I didn't get to you tonight and you want to send a question, please send it over to pattyrio@aol.com, and I'll see if I can answer it through the email. But blessings to you all, and be well, and know that you are a great, big, amazing spirit. Bye-bye.